بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا. This might well be our final concluding lesson on the important book of Imam Tahawi, Aqidu Tahawi. Let's see how we progress through this, inshallah ta'ala. So, we're on point 125, I believe. And we will cover it from there. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa nu'minu bi ashrat al-sa'ah. We believe in the signs of the end of time. What does that include? Minha khurud al-Dajjal. That includes the emergence of Dajjal, the Antichrist, the nuzul of Isa, son of Mary. May God's peace and blessings be upon both of them from the heavens. We also believe of the rising of the sun from the Maghrib, from the west, as opposed to what we are used to, that is the east. And وَخُرُوجِ دَابَّةِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ مَوْضِعِهَا, and the emergence of this beast of the earth from this place. All these things, the Prophet, peace be upon him, has foretold of. He is truthful, of course, in those matters, and it's necessary to believe in what he has prophesied. And there are many ahadith that talk about these things. So it will happen when God, Allah, decrees for it. The next one is, وَلَا نُصَدِّقُ كَاهِنًا وَلَا عَرَّافًا وَلَا مَنْ يَدَّعِي شَيْئًا يُخَالِفُ الْكِتَابَ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَإِجْمَاعَ الْأُمَّةِ. So we don't believe in what these people say about predicting the future, or soothsayers, or anyone who makes a claim that opposes or contradicts the Quran, the Sunnah, or what's agreed by the Ummah. And this, of course, is a distraction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, none is privy to the secrets of this world and beyond, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, Allah mentions in the Quran in chapter 72, verse 26 to 27, where he discloses matters hidden to whomever he wishes. And of course, these people, these soothsayers, are not prophets. And so we do not believe in their claims. So we don't pick up a magazine and start looking at your star sign, Zodiac or Leo or whatever else it may be, and think that this is somehow real. We stay away from these things because these things are conjecture, and we are Muslims and we are only interested in nothing but the truth. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, has warned us about this in a particular hadith, for example, that it's believing in these things and going to them is as though you have disbelief in what the Messenger, peace be upon him, has revealed. So we don't believe in these things, neither do we believe in anyone who goes against the Quran and what has been agreed upon by the nation and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These things are misguidance. Then Imam Tahawi makes an important point, which is that we should stick with the group of the Ummah. وَنَرَى الْجَمَاعَ حَقًّا وَصَوَابًا وَالْفُرْقَةُ زَيْغًا وَعَذَابًا. We consider mainstream Islam to be true and correct, and to kind of become a firqa or a schismatic group. This is deviant and destructive, to stick to the group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. This includes the companions, obviously the tabi'een, the tabi tabi'een, the successors who came after them. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, has alluded towards this where he said that my nation will not unite upon misguidance. Again, whatever the Muslim deems good, it is good in Allah's sight. We stick with the jama'ah, we stick with the group, we stick with the ummah, and try not to cause dissension. On a practical matter, scholars might have different legal views, and we're not talking about them here. That's fine. But those are legal differences. When it comes to theological differences, there may be minor issues in particulars, but we don't need to make them public, because the average person on the street is not really interested, or could be misguided because they don't quite understand these subtleties that might emerge between the ulama when it comes to things to do with theology. So oftentimes you see on social media people start talking about really subtle matters to do with theology, kalam, and that only leads to misguidance and more confusion. Stick to what the community, the ummah, has agreed upon. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us in chapter 3, verse 105, that we should not be like those who are divided among themselves and fall into disputation after receiving clear signs from Allah. So this is important. And then we say, وَدِينُ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ وَاحِدٌ وَهُوَ دِينُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen of Allah in the heavens and the earth is one, and that is the deen of Islam. Allah says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen, the religion of Allah is Islam. And Allah says in the Quran, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. That I am pleased with Islam as a religion for you. This is a longer conversation, which I hope to do a video on my YouTube channel, inshallah ta'ala, where I try to explicate and explain how there is with Allah one religion, and how over time there is one truth, but how it manifests on this earth is particularized for the people of that time. And I'll inshallah ta'ala in the next few weeks or months, I'm working on something where I'll try and explain that for people. So I've started a series on the Hujjatullah al-Baligha, one of the greatest minds of Islamic civilization, Shah Waliullah Dehlawi. And I'm trying to create a worldview by discussing his project there, alhamdulillah. So we'll talk about that. But for us as Muslims, everyone, the angels, the jinns, the humans, we all affirm divine unity. We believe in Allah, his names and his attributes, and whatever the prophets have conveyed to us, we believe in that. We believe in creation, the beginning of creation. And of course, we believe in the resurrection. And so this is Islam, the primordial, fitra, natural way of humanity. And then we move on to the next one. وَهُوَ بَيْنَ الْغُلُوِّ وَالتَّقْسِيرِ وَبَيْنَ التَّشْبِيهِ وَالتَّعْتِيلِ وَبَيْنَ الْجَبْرِ وَالْقَدْرِ وَبَيْنَ الْأَمْنِ وَالْإِيَاسِ. These are indications towards certain groups who became extreme, or certain groups who just became lax and neglected their duty. So as Muslims, we are always held to a balanced proposition. We try and maintain a balanced position in our lives. And we don't engage in ways where we conceive of Allah as he is almost like a human being. We ask Allah to protect us from that. And we don't completely nullify how Allah has described himself in the Quran. We take it out as it is, and we don't go into the details. What Allah has told us, we believe in it. And he said, this is the deen. فَهَذَا دِيدُنَا وَإِتَّقَاؤُنَا ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. This, and this is really the conclusion of our text, this is everything that we've discussed. The فَهَذَا here is ishara, jama' of everything that we've discussed. So he's making ishara towards everything that's been discussed over the last lessons, right from the beginning. He says, all we've discussed from the beginning of the book up until now is our deen, our religion. It's our belief, اِتِّقَادُنَا, ظاهراً وباطناً, publicly and privately, because Quran, the Sunnah, and rational proofs attest to the soundness of what we have stated. So while we've summarized our aqidah, what our creed is, all of this is backed up by a heavy understanding of the Quran, of the Sunnah, of the human mind, reflecting, debating, rationalizing all of this. So it's a synthesis of Quran, Sunnah, and reasoning. And we believe in it because it rationally compels us, but also we come to realization that revelation compels us to believe in this publicly and privately. And there's no inconsistency in our, or there should be no inconsistency in our outward belief and our inward belief. In other words, just as we proclaim that we are Muslims and we are believers, alhamdulillah, publicly, we should inwardly maintain that faith as well. Otherwise, it's a sign of hypocrisy that on the outward, you present yourself with one position while internally you hold a different position. And of course, those who are from the munafiqeen, or those who are from the lowest level of the fire. We ask Allah's protection. So Imam Tahawi mentions this, and then he says, وَنَحْنُ بُرَاءٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ بُرَاءٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ كُلِّ مَنْ خَالَفَ الَّذِي ذَكَرْنَاهُ وَبَيَّنَّاهُ. And we separate ourselves, we disassociate from those before Allah. So we say to Allah, Allah, we disassociate from those people who oppose everything that we have said and everything that we have explained. And then, of course, it's not about you, it's about God's assistance, Allah's assistance. وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَن يُثَبِّتَنَا عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. We make a supplication and we ask Allah to maintain us, keep us firm upon the faith. وَيَخْتِوُ لَنَا بِهِ, and seal our worldly life with it, yani with faith. وَيَعْصِمُنَا مِنَ الْأَهْوَاءِ الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ, and to protect us from all these various deviant heterodoxies or these groups. وَالْأَرَاءِ الْمُتَفَرِّقَةِ, and these schismatic opinions, these false doctrines. And he's mentioned a few here by name. So the anthropomorphists, the Jahmiyyah, the Jabriyyah, the Qadariyyah, and everyone who opposes the Quran and the Sunnah and the community. Of course, this also could apply by extension to those who are publicly not Muslim, or Muslims might be somehow hoodwinked by them, whether there's certain types of philosophy, certain types of understanding of the world. Those of you who might be reading post-enlightenment or enlightenment philosophy, certain types of understanding of the world to do with metaphysics, to do with ontology, and some of them might be very, very harmful to your understanding and your relationship with Allah. Causes more confusion, takes you away from Allah. We ask Allah to protect us, and this is a knowledge that needs to be learned, but it's a farz kifaya. So not everyone needs to be a philosopher, not everyone needs to read these books, but we should have a group, a well-trained group from our ummah who are, inshallah, engage in these sciences. Okay, and what do we do? We disassociate from all of them, and because we consider them وَهُمْ عِنْدَنَا ضَلَالٌ وَأَرْضِيَاءٌ, because we consider them to be misguided, we consider them not to be worthy of our attention, because a Muslim is always of a honorable disposition. So we ask Allah to keep us steadfast in the religion, because it's the most important matter in this world and, of course, the life to come. This has been the way of the prophets, the awliya, the saints of God. And what is most important is your ikhtitam, or the ending of your life. And so Imam Tahawi himself is, after all of this work, not just in aqidah, but in fiqh, in many, many subjects, he recognizes, like any sincere believer does, that ultimately, our fate lies with Allah, our creator and our sustainer. So we ask him to seal our life with faith, so that we may, like he did, inshallah, attain success, salvation, and of course, lofty ranks in paradise. Because these heterodox groups can seem fascinating, can attract your attention, but it's just illusion and sophistry. They use clever types of proofs, but really try and misguide people. Really, it's ahwa or hawa. They're following their inclinations. You only have to follow one particular atheist who has been particularly attacking a religion, which is Islam. And you now see that he's actually not an atheist really anyway. He was just using his atheism to attack religion, but in particular, because he didn't want to be accused of attacking Islam, he tried to put them all together. But now we're seeing that he has a particular trenchant view about Islam. So these people are just following their desires. They're following the hawa, and there's nothing else besides this. So we believe what Allah has told us in the Quran, what the Prophet has told us, and our faith is safe for us in 99.9% of the cases of believers. So we ask Allah to keep us firm on this. So let this be the end of the book. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. May Allah bless our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his companions. And we ask Allah to enable us to correct ourselves, and to him is our return and destination. We'll make a short supplication, inshallah, and then we'll conclude here. I do believe that I have been asked to teach something else, so maybe something on philosophy of law, philosophy of usul al-fiqh. We'll see, inshallah ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us upon the faith, to give us a true understanding of what He wants from us. Allah enable us to serve Him and to seek His pleasure, to always speak the truth, to be on the path of justice, and to be protected from the shaitan, to be protected from the nafs, and all these low level worldly pursuits. Allah grant us true tawfiq, true strength, true understanding of His faith. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Barakallahu fi. Anyone has any questions, I can take them. Otherwise, inshallah, thank you so much for listening. Allah bless you all on your journey of truth seeking.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh, for classes. May Allah preserve you.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Tamam, that's been a lovely journey, inshallah ta'ala. So I'll see you all very, very soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.